Welcome to Amplify Love, the podcast where we explore the heart of personal growth, higher consciousness, and so much more. I'm Natalia Love, here to empower and guide you. As a metaphysical teacher, visionary, spiritual mentor, I'm here to provide you with the tools to rise, step into your superpowers, and live your best timeline. So join me on this sacred adventure as we unlock your limitless potential and amplify the love within you. Starting right now. Hello and welcome back to Amplify Love with yours truly, Natalia Love Angelou. And today is a very special day. I have my first guest ever on my podcast, Lindsay Mazza. She is a lawyer turned leadership catalyst, intuitive, spiritual coach, motivational speaker, and expert in inclusivity and advocacy, and the host of Hiding in Plain Sight podcast. So you have to check out her podcast. I'm so excited for you to be here today, Lindsay, and welcome.
Thank you, Natalia. I'm so excited to do this episode with you today.
Oh, I am grateful. Lindsay and I have been friends for a while now, and we really got to know each other in this past year. And I was telling her about my podcast, and I was telling her that sometimes I do a lot of different things and then I lose interest and do something else. And now I'm finishing yoga teacher training. But the reason why I paused in this podcast for a while was because I recently got diagnosed with ADHD, and I didn't realize the depth of that, but it kind of made sense looking backwards in my life now. But one of the reasons why I didn't continue was, yes, life happens and I was really focused on the yoga teacher training. But one big truth is that I was a little bit, how would I say, not bored, but like dragging the fact that I started doing the 12 universal laws and then I wanted to talk about other things, but then I felt like I couldn't talk about other things because I had to finish the 12 universal laws and I had three more to do. And I just didn't have it in me to do the last three because that's 3 whole hours. And I was a guest in Lindsay's podcast recently, and then she explained body buddies to me for ADHD. And she explained so much things and helped me understand myself better. So Lindsay, can you please share with me a little bit about ADHD and how we are like so much like I can understand each other, you and me, and understand life more?
Yeah. So body doubling, that's what they call it.
But okay, yes.
I like body buddies, to be honest. I'm going to adapt to that saying because I just love it. But over COVID, found myself as part of that ADHD, lived my whole life undiagnosed. And then once I found out that I do have ADHD, my whole life made sense. I thought all of these tasks that I couldn't complete was because I was lazy. You know, I was so self-critical. And then once I understood all of the intricacies of ADHD, I realized that a lot of it was burnout and just feeling overwhelmed by completing what other people thought were simple tasks. And yeah, Natalia and I have really connected over that piece of it.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for helping me realize, like, I had to be more gentle with myself. Now yes. I realize it's just part of the way I process things. It really makes a big difference knowing that I'm not alone. And I am an overachiever. And one thing I realized I do was I overschedule myself. So before knowing I had this, everyone would say, you do too much. You're doing too much. What are you on? Why do you book yourself like every 2 hours? I could see like 3 or 4 different friends in one day. I was burnt out, sleeping only for 4 or 5 hours, hyperfixated in doing something for my business. I didn't realize I was like a workaholic until I had to learn to slow down. So the past year has been a big transitional year for me in realizing, to take more pauses and to take time. And I'm grateful to be here with you today because you and I are going to make these last 3 laws flow so much easier so I could continue on with my podcast. So It's like Lindsay re-inspired me to continue my podcast. It's okay to pause sometimes. And that's one of the laws we're going to talk about. It's a law of rhythm. But so the three last laws we're going to talk about, the law of polarity, the law of rhythm, and the law of gender. So we're going to start with the law of polarity. And Lindsay, can you tell me what that means to you?
Yeah, so the law of polarity means that, you know, there's polar opposite experiences, and you can't experience one without the other, right? And normally they're seen in the context of a negative versus a positive experience. And when we learn to accept this concept, we know that during the hard times on the other side, there is growth and there is a positive experience. So for me, just applying it to my personal life, you know, I've been a lawyer for 11 years and I lost my dad last October. And when I lost my dad, it was such a critical time in my life. In the wake of the loss, I realized that I needed to shift the trajectory of my life, shift the career that I was doing. And I learned to understand that without the loss of my father, I wouldn't have been redirected onto this path that has been so healing for me and so positive and allowing me to serve people in a way that fulfills me differently, because I did not find law fulfilling. So without that grief and loss, I wouldn't have this expansion that I'm blessed to experience now.
Wow, that is such a vulnerable share. And thank you for sharing. That is so true. That painful experience has brought you into your true calling. And I know your father is in the spiritual realm, proud of you for following your calling. And that's what life is all about, is dropping into our hearts and following what brings joy. And you are an exceptional motivational coach. You're doing so much good things for the community, and you are an amazing lawyer, and you can do amazing things with anything you do, but we have to listen to what brings us the joy. So thank you so much for sharing. And the law of polarity is like the yin and the yang symbol. So you need to have the shadows in order to understand the light, and vice versa. We won't know what happiness is if we never experience pain before, or sadness or grief before. So I love the 12 universal laws, because it's really like a foundation for us to look at life. So the law of polarity says, you know, if there's a pendulum in the extreme highs, that's also how extreme lows you can go. So what helped me is non-judgment of myself. If I'm going through a hard emotional experience, I realize I'm not these emotions. This emotion is energy in motion. And it's okay to feel sadness. It's okay to feel anger. It's okay to feel all those experiences, because that's one of the ways we can evolve as a human in this earth plane. And we chose to come here into this earth school. And we all are going to experience grief in some form. So thank you so much for sharing. And I'm happy that you're listening to your call-in right now.
Yeah, me too. And I also think that we've all experienced in some capacity in our life the 12 universal laws. And I think that with something like the law of polarity, it helps us understand almost from a third party perspective, right? If you can zoom out on the lows that you're feeling and understand that you will get to the other side of it, right? And not be afraid to feel those feelings, not be afraid to do that shadow work, to understand those parts of yourself, because then on the other side, you feel so much better. And that's where the healing exists.
Thank you. It's so true. Like the old me, even like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I didn't want to feel anything except for happiness. I didn't realize it's because I grew up in a very dysfunctional home, growing up with physical abuse. I was taught to be quiet. I was taught not to share my feelings. And also in my culture, you got to be a tough Latina woman and don't share these things because it's not safe. I was taught to be quiet. So I had to be okay. I felt like it was bad to feel sad. I felt like it was bad to be mad. I saw, a few people in my family share a lot of anger, and I'm like, I'm not going to be that crazy Latina stereotype. So I didn't allow myself to feel the feelings deeply. I sugarcoated it and I jumped through the emotions too quick until I realized, and just in this past 3 years, I've been working with a therapist and I learned about internal family systems, and I realized that I was a firefighter, hyper saving the world. Like, I want to save everyone. I want to rescue everyone, to the point where even though I'm leading the community, I was putting everybody else in front of me. So I was getting burnt out. I was emotional eating and binge eating until I realized, no, I have to be okay with all these feelings and help myself be safe with the polarities of life. I realized it's okay. There's nothing wrong to feel these feelings. So thank you for that, because it's true. We have to be able to feel and do the shadow work.
Yeah, and I think that it's also important to know that you've been a healer for over 20 years, right, Natalia?
Yes.
And it was only 2, 3 years ago that you had that epiphany with your therapist. And I think that that's an important piece to highlight as well, because I think people who are starting out on this healing journey, they look at people like you, they look at people like me who've taken difficult scenarios and turned them into positivity, but they don't understand the hard work that goes into that and the fact that we also don't have all of the answers. What separates us from the people who haven't started the work is that we are constantly seeking answers. We are constantly looking to learn and evolve, and nobody's perfect. And we have a lot of hard days too. But it's being able to understand this yin and the yang, and that helps us to help other people.
Thank you. Thank you. It's so true, because if we've been doing this for a long time, for example, I became a Reiki master 20 years ago when I was in my 20s and having 4 children, growing them, raising my children. So I'm like a full-time mom plus a full-time business owner. And people just see the highlights on social media. They see, oh, wow, she has over 150 reviews. Oh, wow, she does all this amazing stuff on with us weddings and goddess circles and teachings. But I am still human. I have those days where one of my family members struggles with mental health, and I'm the caretaker. And I have those days where I just don't want to do anything. And doing these things for the community, people think, oh, we are going to be always on this bliss. And then I allow myself to believe that illusion that, oh, if I'm 20 years in this, I should have all the answers. But I had to be gentle with myself, and I had to give myself the compassion. And you're absolutely right. We are always learning and growing. And that's the beautiful thing about being in this earth school, is we don't have to be perfect. We are doing the work, and that's what counts. So thank you so much, Lindsay. So let's move on to the law of rhythm, which is the 11th law. So this law of rhythm reminds us about the cycles and patterns in life. We live in Canada, so we have the four seasons, and it's really obvious with the winter months. I really notice a difference for myself. Like, after 7 o'clock, I don't feel like going out anymore when it's so cold and gloomy outside. Then we have the spring. And that's one of my favorite seasons, and then the summertime and fall. But we see the energy of the world evolve. In summertime, I'm out. I'm out till 1 o'clock in the morning sometimes, and I love going out dancing. I have the high energy like the sun. So the law of rhythm says that there's always going to be a period of growth, rest, and highs and lows. So being aware of the cycles of life, everything has a cycle. Our relationship as a friend has a cycle, a relationship with our husbands or wives or partners and our family, even in our businesses, there's cycles. In our health, there's cycles. One of the things I do in my coaching with others is there's 5 pillars, and there's like health pillar, the wealth pillar, the purpose and self-love pillar, and also spirituality as a pillar, and career. And then I get my clients to rate each pillar from 1 to 10, and 10 being like number 10, the best, you feel like you're really mastered this area of your life. And then one is like the lowest that you feel like you have to really focus. So there's a lot of growth in that pillar. So I get my clients to rate their pillars in their life and then focus on that one area until they feel, for example, if I focus, just say 3 years ago, I was starting to work on my health, physical health, and I made it like 4. And then everything else was like at 8, 9, and 10. So that means that the fourth pillar, my health, needed my attention. So then I had to work with a therapist, a dietitian, and started yoga. And throughout the journey, so it was a cycle and the rhythm of myself, I had to grow, realizing that I'm okay and I'm safe in my body. And I was able to release 80 pounds by being 100% embodied with all my emotions and being okay with how I am at this moment in time. So that was one example of health area that I had to, you know, the cycle of my health in my life. And there was little scares and so on. So for you, what do you feel, Lindsay, was a big teaching opportunity for the law of rhythm in your life? Did you feel like there was a cycle in your life? Was there something that you had to go through that was able to help you become a stronger motivational coach and like even to have the courage to show up and make your podcast? Was there a rhythm that you had to move through in order to become who you are right now?
Yeah, I think making the decision to leave law, you know, my career as a lawyer had an ebb and a flow, right? And I was able to go with the flow with my career. So, you know, after I left law school, I worked at a big firm and I knew that I wasn't going to be there for, you know, the duration of my career. And after 3 years being there, it came to a natural ending. And that's when I started my own firm with business partners. And through every, in developing a business and growing it from the ground up has its ebbs and flows. And through every growing pain, there was always an upswing on the other side. And I continued to grow and grow and grow. And then when, you know, this year, when I realized after the loss of my dad that there was something else that I needed to be doing, I knew because I felt it intuitively, I was receiving guidance from the universe and my dad that my law career in its traditional form was coming to an end. And the only way that I could, you can't resist it, right? So once I had realized that I needed to call it and say, okay, this is my end date. It's so fascinating how the universe responded. So I'll give you a concrete example. Usually because I practice family law, typically speaking, the pattern in my practice is there are two very busy times in law as a family law lawyer. And it's usually January after the holidays and September after the kids go back to school. People tend to separate in higher numbers during those period of time. It's been a consistent pattern throughout my career.
Oh, wow.
And my last day at the office was August 30th. And what's fascinating is I up until I had made that decision, I always had a very busy practice and there was consistent referrals. And then the tap turned off. It was fascinating. Became right in line after Labor Day. You know, normally it would be really busy, but the universe responded to me because I had made that decision. It was the ending of a cycle and the referral stopped. And that allowed me to fully lean into this new career path. And I could have resisted it and I could have resided in fear, but I knew that this was the beginning of my new rhythm or journey.
Wow, that is such a beautiful example. See, the universe knows our heart and it matches our frequency. It matches our whispers in the DNA. It knows, okay, so Lindsay's asking for more of this. Okay, let me remove this. Let's make this transition easier. It is that cycle. And that was a very big move to do as well, because I know people who have children who want their kids to be lawyers, and everyone thinks, oh, law, being a lawyer is like, you know, like a very beautiful, like, how would you say, like one of the best titles is like a lawyer and a doctor. You want to make money, you should do these things. So for you to walk away from law, and you've been doing it for so many years, that's a huge, huge, you know, listening to your heart whispers for the calling. But that's a big cycle change as well. So did you have any fear when you were moving from being a lawyer to coming into your own business as a motivational coach? Was there something that helped you to overcome if you had any fear, or did you right away know, like, hey, I'm just doing this? Or was there a little spot in you that was like, okay, how am I going to move through this?
Yeah, so I still, you know, drop into those ego moments of fear, because it's a huge change. But the decision was so easy for me because the option to continue was not an option that would serve me any longer or allow me to serve other people. I wasn't well, my, you know, and law is not, I mean, I should say, I'm very grateful for the career that I have. I met a lot of wonderful people. Being a lawyer gave me so many tools, advocacy tools, how to build a business. I have a lot of skills, but law itself is a very dark profession. People generally aren't hiring lawyers because they're happy. You're hiring a lawyer because you need help. Something's happening in your life that is hard. Lawyers aren't all that nice to each other, I'm being totally honest. There's a reason people don't like lawyers. It's a very not light working profession. And I just couldn't exist in that anymore. It wasn't bringing up the best in me. Wasn't allowing me to be my authentic self. So was the decision scary? Yes, but I knew that I couldn't continue. So it made the decision easy, if that makes sense.
Yes, that makes so much sense. And that's such a good example for people when they realize, okay, yes, you have to take a leap of faith and you have to jump into the unknown. But if you don't jump into the unknown, you're going to be in the same situation where you're at. So I feel it's so important to listen to your inspiration, because I feel like inspiration is the universe and your spirit guides telling you, hey, this is what you've been asking for. So jumping into the unknown, doing that scary thing anyways, and knowing, hey, this is what I have to do. Because you don't want to be one of those lawyers who's just doing it just for the money. You want to be authentic and you want to enjoy it. And that's so true, because it is a dark profession. I never thought of that, but it is. If you're helping people go through divorce all the time, that is more of a sadness and that's a heavier energy than doing what we are doing right now with the Reiki and with the coaching and inspiration and leading the community in different ways that brings more joy and positive energy. So thank you so much for that share. And this is such a good learning curve for me, because with four children, I remember the old me, like even like 5-10 years ago, it's like, oh yeah, being a lawyer is a great position or profession, I should say, because my mother-in-law is a lawyer. And oh my God, yeah, everyone loves lawyers. But no, it's something that you have to want to do. And you did do it and you wanted to do it. And now the beautiful cycle is doing what you're meant to do, which is representing diversity, inclusivity. Do you find that in our region, in Niagara region, is it a difficult region? Or do you find that our people are very open now to having those hard conversations about diversity and inclusivity? Like, how do you find representing that in our community? Is it something that people are open to, or is there still more hesitancy for this?
I think not even Niagara region. I think that we have a long way to go, period, in Canada, probably in multiple countries in the world. But my Canadian experience is that we have a long way to go. I don't think inclusivity and diversity efforts are comprehensive. I think the disability community remains very underrepresented. as somebody with a disability, I can tell you the legal profession is not inclusive. I think probably some of the hardest fights I had to do were as a lawyer. The courthouse I practiced at for over 11 years is not accessible. And so, which is crazy because as lawyers, we are supposed to advocate for equality and the legal profession falls very short in that. So if it falls short in a public service place like the courthouse, which imagine how short is falling in every other, you know, building or company efforts. It's, in my experience, inclusivity and diversity is really focused on race, gender issues, sexual orientation, visible and invisible disabilities are not at the forefront. So that has also been a motivator for me.
Oh my goodness. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that, because that is actually sad here that the court systems that we're supposed to be able to support the diversity and that they're still not showing up in the way that they should be. That does show that we have a long way to go. Mm-hmm. And that's true with the disability of community, that invisible and non-visible, that is not being represented enough. So I'm glad that you are being an advocate for that, that you're showing up and you're helping people who have a physical disability and also invisible disability to know that they're not alone, that they have a voice. So you are being the voice. So thank you so much for that. I know my daughter struggles with invisible disability and she struggles with chronic pain and she talks to me about it a lot. And sometimes people don't realize that it is a very discomforting, it's a real disability, but people just think, oh no, she just, you know, trying to get attention and so on. So I do know that our community and our society have a long way to go with this. So yes, thank you. Thank you for being a representative, because we need you. And I know I'm a Latina but my husband is Black, and I do know that. An example I was sharing with you recently was that my son, he goes to this high school and they were having this program at Brock University to celebrate the Black students for their hard work, for achieving really good marks. And he was chosen, and there was maybe two other people in his school or three or something. Mm-hmm. And he was excited, but at the same time, he was a little unclear, not sure. So he was asking me and asking my husband if he should go to this big event. And right away, I'm like, this is so good. I'm so proud of you. I want to build up the confidence. And this is amazing that you got chosen. But he's like, oh, Mom, there's not a lot of Black kids in my school. So the selection pool wasn't too hard. I'm one of the only, persons in my grade 11 that is he's biracial. And he's like, so it's not a big deal. I'm like, no, it's a big deal. This is a beautiful way to network and you'll meet other people. You can meet a best friend. You can, learn more about the culture. And he was telling us, oh, this is made to support the Black people in the community, but also to talk about the challenges they face. So when he was talking to me, I was like, yes, amazing network. I'm a social butterfly and I'm an extrovert usually. Sometimes I'm introvert. I do like my rest. But my husband, on the other hand, and he's Black, and he was like, I don't like this segregation. I don't like this. What if you don't have any challenges as a Black person? Why are they focused on, Black people and their challenges? This is bull. And he's like, I would not go if I were you. And I was like, you should go. But I didn't understand my husband's point of view. And then I was speaking to you about it, and you made it make sense to me. Because can you share what you said to me, how they should focus more on the grander community learning about this versus separating? What you said really helped me make sense of it.
Yeah, and I can't, I'm white, so I can't speak to race issues. But as somebody with a disability, I think the concept applies in the same way. It's, there are conferences for people with disabilities, but there aren't conferences that are properly including people with disabilities and people without disabilities, right? In terms of comprehensive inclusivity. And the way you explained how your husband was feeling, I that made sense to me, because were there other races that were being invited to this event? Was it simply targeting, you know, black kids and how they would feel in that situation? Was that considered, right? It's continuing, although the intention is to acknowledge diversity, the way it landed was making it feel like they were continuing to be separated, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's what my husband said. And I didn't understand his point of view at first. I'm like, what? But it's because you're absolutely right. Like, these are the things that, you know, him as a big black man in our community faces, the fact that, you know, people view them as differently. But in his world, it's like, no, we're all one. But so that having him say, what if there's no challenges? And this is bull. Helped me see, oh, my goodness, it is a stereotype that our community is still like feeding it, even though it was a great attention, it's still saying there's a challenge, there's a challenge, versus, hey, we're all one, or let's learn how to accept all. So my son did go, because I said, well, just go so you know how it is. He did go. They did some games and stuff. He said it was okay. You know, they gave them good food. But that's just one little example of things that are, you know, our community is trying to support, but is still not 100% there yet. But okay, right. Let's move on now to the last law. And I just want to say, I'm so excited to do this with you, because now I can breathe, because as someone who has an ADHD, I was like, this is something I have to do. This is something I have to do, but when am I going to do it? Oh my God, it's going to take 3 hours. I don't want to do this. I have so much other things to talk about. I want to talk about my yoga journey, but I got to do this before I can move on. And now you're helping me to put that behind me and realize that it's okay. I had a lot of people who wanted to be guests for my podcast, for example. But me, mm-hmm. I was overthinking it, thinking it's going to be way too much work. But in reality, having guests is so much more easier than doing it alone. I've been basically doing my podcast alone, and having you here as a first guest, it flows so much more organically. And it's, to me, I feel like this is such a beautiful way to show up, to have a guest. And who knows, maybe I'm going to have more guests on. Maybe this is just the beginning of many. And I know for sure you're going to be on, because I would love to keep this up with you. And I'm so honored and so grateful to have you here as a soul sister. So thank you for being my body. Is it body buddy or body?
Well, it's body buddy now. But that's what I'm going to call it.
Okay, yes. My body buddy.
Body double. I don't actually think I defined what that it was. For people who don't know what a body double is.
Yes, please.
Somebody with ADHD, body doubling is when you have another person complete daunting tasks with you so that you can get them done. And one of my best friends who has ADHD, and he knew he had it way before I did, we body double with each other all the time before I even knew what this concept was. So, you know, as somebody with ADHD, you can relate to small, seemingly small tasks can feel very overwhelming. So for me, I hate unloading the dishwasher. I can do difficult business things all day long, but having to unload the dishwasher feels like an insurmountable task for me, for example. So my best friend will just sit on the phone with me while I'm doing it, and I will do the same with him. So this is what I was explaining to Natalia. You just need a body double. I will be your body double to finish the three universal laws. So everybody needs a body double.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. When you told me that, that made so much sense. Like, for example, I have my kids' passport pictures upstairs, and I have the passport applications. So I have the pictures, I have the applications. Okay, I'm talking about at least since June, okay? And now we are in November. I haven't filled out the applications yet. It's so easy to do. All I have to do is, I know. And that's the thing. Other people who don't have this ADHD, they could do it right away. But then now that I know, I need a body double. I need someone who just sits there And that's it. Like, I know I can do it. I have all the things I need to do. I have people who have, they already said they're going to be my guarantor for my kid's passport. Super easy. So this is my next thing. I have to do this before the year ends. Okay. So yeah. I'm going to, you're even body, buddy, body double, or I like body, buddy. And then like, I'm going to be like, too. Hey, Lindsay, I'm actually filling this out. Yes. I'm filling this out.
The game changer.
Oh, I'm so glad you told me that, because I'm just learning all about this right now. And it only happened by accident where my children are in university with two oldest daughters. And when you have ADHD, you can get extra support. So they both were diagnosed and I didn't realize it runs in the family. And then when I was talking to the psychologist and they're like, oh, it runs in the family. Here's some tests. It was me, but now it made so much more sense. If you just look at my business for the past 20 years, I'm doing so much different things because I will get bored of one thing. So I do the Reiki, I do hypnosis, I do reflexology. I know the list goes on, and then I do weddings, I officiate weddings, and then I do goddess coaching, and then goddess circles, and I teach all these things, and then the podcast, and now I'm completing my yoga teacher training. And when people on the outside look at me, they're like, whoa, what are you doing? But for me, it's like, I need all those moving pieces to flow. And I don't just want to do one thing forever. I like the fact that there's so much variety and I can excel in that instead of just one thing forever. It's like, to me, it's like it all moves together and it flows so nicely and it fits right in. Because I like to call myself like the soulful mechanic. I assist people with the body, mind, spirit, and emotions. So the yoga journey was just for me to get improvement in my health. But I realize now how much I needed it to become a better teacher and a better healer. And it actually helped me to become dropping into my emotions and body more. So I realized that I'm just transitioned into the best version of me. And we're going to continue to grow and evolve. But those are just little examples of understanding myself more. And I'm not about someone who labels things, because everyone is here on their journey and it doesn't matter what label you have. But I'm saying right now, it does help me make sense and be a little more gentle with myself.
Yeah, it makes your whole life. We need to have a whole episode on ADHD, because the ADHDers out there will relate so much to all of the things.
Yes, that's going to be for another episode we'll do in the new year. I like that idea.
Yeah,
you're right, because we could go on and on about that. But we're here to complete the laws of the universe. And the laws of the universe, I find, is like before when I was into religion, it was like the commandments, the Ten Commandments. So I find like the laws of the universe is something that a lot of people in our spiritual community and in New Age community, spirituality, they know. It is the philosophy of, you know, like the law of karma and the ones I've done already. So this last law, the law of gender, a lot of people understand it, but okay, I'm going to just say the law of gender is not about biological gender. It is about the balance of the masculine and feminine energies within all things. The masculine energy, the feminine energy, we all as physical beings and even all of creation embodies it. So the left side of our human body is the feminine and the right side of the human body is the masculine energies. So the feminine energies have to relate to more of an intuition and a nurturing and a pausing and a beingness and listening to the creative flow of the universe. And the masculine has to do with the taking the action and really goal-oriented. But we do need to have both of it, the feminine to dream and weave those dreams, but then the masculine to do those steps and, you know, have the dreams, but then take the action. We can't just be stuck in one of the genders, like the feminine, because then we won't be growing and evolving. So we need both of them in order to create, in order to grow and evolve into the grandest version of ourselves. But even for our business and even in nature, we have it. The Mother Earth, that's the more of the nurturing, the energy, and she gives us abundance of food and water and a lusciousness. That is the feminine energy. But then we have the sun, and the sun relates to more of the masculine energy. It's a heat. It's a hot. It's a making the plants grow. So if we don't have the sun, the masculine energy, we won't have the growth. So it's an example of how the law of gender works in our universe. So do you have an example of the law of gender, or do you find that in your life, do you find there's a balance in the feminine and masculine energy, or do you have one energy that you have a difficulty with, and how do you cope with that?
Yeah, so this is an ongoing struggle for me, and something that I'm continuing to learn and evolve on, because for me, as a business owner and a lawyer, I reside naturally more in the masculine energy because I've done all of the things to bring success, right, in my business world. And that manifests itself in all areas of my life, you know, figuring out how to make the money, doing all the tasks, being hyper independent, because that's what's kept me safe, not relying on anybody else. So now I'm certainly more balanced. And I think part of that balance is leaning more into your feminine energy, divine feminine, by relying on the universe to support you, by understanding that you are willing to receive and receive the intuitive downloads, the creativity, and then taking action based on those downloads, but not in a frantic, needy way, right? Does that make sense? Because that's what blocks the energy flow, the universe delivering those things. So it's learning to receive from the universe, being supported by it, trusting that your divine masculine is going to help take the necessary actions, and then letting those actions, giving them time to plant their roots and evolve and grow.
Oh, that is that's perfect example. It's so true, and not in a needy way, because you had to fully surrender and fully trust the universe. And I always like the seed analogy of planting your dreams, and you have to allow the seed to germinate in the earth. You have to water it so the seed can grow. We can't just plant the seed and then in 1 week move it and put it in another side of, you know, the garden, and plant it and move it and put it somewhere else. And you keep pulling it, because then it's not growing its roots. It's not able to land fully. And that's what we have to do. We have to allow ourselves the time to move through the energies of the masculine and feminine, but to allow it to be growth, period, and not having to rush the process. So allowing the roots to fully grow is how we can build a strong foundation. So in order to grow anything, you have to have the feminine and masculine, but you also have to have the pause in, which is the feminine, to nurture the seed so it can fully land, so it can grow. And doing it with love in our hearts, without the fear and without the worries and without the neediness and the trust. Total trust in the universe that everything that happens, happens for a reason. And that is like, we hear that all the time, where everything happens for a reason, but to actually know what it means, like the good, the ugly, that all those things happen in order to help us evolve and help us grow. We wouldn't be who we are if we didn't have to go through all those experiences. And being in the personal development field, like you and me, and being aware of these things, and it's so much easier to move through it and to see the beauty behind the chaos and mess, because we know everything is temporarily. Nothing is fixed. The cycles of life, the sun is always moving, the moon is always moving, the earth is always moving. The cycles are real. So of course, we are stardust and body. We are always going to be moving. There's going to be moving characters in our life, maybe family, maybe friends. There's going to be moving things that's going to just happen. So we have to be okay with the flow of life. So when you can embody these 12 universal laws, it just makes life much more understanding. So we can, like you said earlier, like taking that bird's eye view of it, you know, and seeing the whole picture versus like being in it and just, you know, being the victim of something, when you could see the beauty behind it all. So yeah. I'm so grateful to be doing this with you. And yes, everything just flows so beautifully. And the laws of the universe is such a beautiful philosophy. But I'm glad that I can do this with you so I can now start doing other things without having to feel like I can't because I need to do this. So I am so grateful for this opportunity and to realize that I don't have to do it alone either. I can have a guest here. I can have you here. And this gave me the awareness that, oh my God, I can make the Amplify Love podcast much more easier by allowing myself to just interview people because I'm a people person and this flows so nicely. So thank you so much, Lindsay, for making it easier for me and for teaching me like, hey, it's not that hard. We just need to be buddies forever and it's so easy.
Right. And also, you know, hopping back to the universal laws, it's also, you know, how you and I developed our friendship was in line with the universal laws, right? So Natalia was part of my healing journey. And I think that's a piece of advice that I would give everybody. You absolutely can't do it alone and shouldn't. You need mentors. You need the proper support in your life to help you get to that next level. And so I always, you know, I've told Natalia this, that when I really needed a good Reiki session, I was like, I need to go to Natalia. I got to pull out the big guns because the sessions with her are not like anybody else. And we really connected during our last session because something in me told me to talk to Natalia about a specific topic that we'd never talked about before. And here we are. And then it was just, it all aligned, right? And it was because I followed that, the law of inspired action, right? Something told me to book a session with you. So I didn't question it. And it had been a few months. So I said, okay, I'm going to book with Natalia. And then we jumped into our conversation when we met. And here we are.
Wow. Thank you. That is so true. That is so true. The universe guided us that day, that appointment, that was all spirit led. And when you were able to share authentically and then we can relate in that beautiful way, it has deepened us. And it was like, the universe wanted us to support each other and we had to go and have that beautiful healing together because it was a magic. It is magic. And that's why I do what I do, because I believe that being in that spirit dimension, when I do my Reiki, I don't just do Reiki. I call on the divine angels and goddesses and I take people on healing journeys. And so I call it Rise, where you rise, you reclaim and integrate these sacred energies that are there for all of us. So I combine my expertise in Reiki for 20 years and hypnosis for 20 years. And I subconscious program. So I work with each client and we use like my intuition. So I tap in into the other side and I download beautiful guided meditations and journey and affirmations and healing with the angels. So I'm a tool. The angels use me as that. So I call them Archangel Raphael and Michael. So your last session was so beautiful because we jumped into the best timeline and we opened the portal for the future self and we saw the best timeline and so much magic happened since then that yes, that's a big thing is having support. So even for myself, I have to have my support. Every single person, we need to have a support person because it's important to realize that we don't have to do things alone. Like, this is the time where we can ask the village to support us. We can have our people, whether it's Reiki, whether it's a therapist, whether it's a certified coach, or whether it's a best friend. Just having someone that you can land with and talk to is so important to grow and realizing we don't have to do this alone anymore. We're now in this realm of consciousness where, hey, it's okay to ask for help. And that was a big thing for me was knowing that it's safe to be vulnerable. It's safe to ask for help. So I'm so glad that I asked you for help and you showed me, hey, we could do this. And now we're here today. And that's what the universe led. The way that we became friends happened all because of your inspired action. So we moved from just client and Reiki Master relationship to now we can be here today. So I love the fact that you listened to your intuition and that we were able to grow in this way together. And see, this is how things happen. Sometimes the universe moves certain people in your life and takes them out and then brings other people. And that used to be hard for me even years ago. And it used to be hard to have the loss of friends. But now realizing non-attachment is so important. Knowing that people come in your life for a reason and people go for a reason. And it's all beautiful. It's all part of the journey. So I'm so grateful for all the people that came in and out of my life, even though it's family or ex-friends, because it was part of making me who I am today. So I'm so glad that we can like just show up and be real here.
Yes, me too. It's the law of rhythm, right? The ebb and flow of relationships come to end and they're supposed to, and you just have to trust the process.
Exactly. So the biggest takeaway is trust and allow yourself to feel the feelings and flow through the laws of the universe, because we are always moving. Even today, we're here right now, but tomorrow we're different. Even after an hour, we're different. So knowing that evolution is moving continuously. So, you know, next month when we hear this, we're like, oh my God, I'm not that person anymore. And that's a beautiful thing, is knowing that we're always growing, we're always moving, we're always evolving and enjoying the ride, because that's why we're here. We're here to amplify the love and enjoy the ride. And so let me see, is there anything else I should, is there anything else you'd like to share before we wrap this up about the laws, or anything else you want to share about your journey?
I don't think so. I think we covered them. I would encourage people to add me on Instagram and check out my website. And
thank you. So how do they find you?
Yes.
Tell me how they find you. That's what I was supposed to ask.
Yeah.
This is my first time interviewing someone. So please let us know, how can we find you, Lindsay?
Yes. So Instagram is at Lindsay B. Mazza. I'm sure Natalia will, add me to this when she posts it on Instagram, so you can find me there. My website's lindsaymazza.com. And you can book a discovery call with me. I'm always looking for wonderful clients who are looking to level up in their life, change their lives, either from whatever aspect they want, a career move, or really just reconnecting with themselves. And happy to coach you through that process. Like I said, I mean, I have two mentors right now, two coaches. I think that everybody needs them. And that's the only way that you can get to the next level. We need the support. We can't see ourselves the way other people see us. And I think that's a crucial part of the healing journey. And all my services are on there. Motivational speaking, consulting for inclusivity and advocacy. And also check out my podcast, Hiding in Plain Sight.
Yay. Thank you so much, Lindsay. I love that. Exactly. We always need to have a coach, because I did the coaching program with Kathy Heller, and she's a top million dollar, millionaire, but also her podcast is like million downloads. And she said, you have to have someone who's a few steps in front of you all the time. So if you're going to be the biggest person in the room, you need to change rooms, because you need to have mentors. You need to have guides. You need to have people who can hold your hand and bring you up to the next level, to the next room. So it's always good to have a coach, have a mentor. So yes, everyone, I highly recommend Lindsay, and she's authentic and she knows what she's doing. And yeah, I love your podcast, and I'm so excited for listening to all the other guests you have on. And this has been a beautiful honor and a pleasure to be here with you and to play. See, buddying, it sounds better than doubling. So this is perfect. And I'm going to do this forever now. I'm like, okay, I need the buddy for all these episodes and things in life. So in closing with the laws of the universe, when I first started the laws of the universe, if I'm 100% honest, I was afraid that I don't know what to talk about, because I was doing it by myself. And I was like, okay, well, if I talk about the 12 universal laws, then that's 12 weeks I got covered. And now I realize that I had to choose that to be able to do this with you today, that all of it was perfect. But now I had to give myself permission to ask for help and also realize that I don't have to do that out of fear of I need to talk and teach. No, I can change things at any time. I can change my intro and then change it back. I can change it and do it myself one day and then do it with somebody else the next day. And these laws gave me that. Like, just this episode and what we're talking about for the last three laws was exactly my experience with having to do the 12 universal laws. So it's like I had to go through what I had to go through in order to be here right now. So I'm so happy that we can do this together. And thank you so much, Lindsay. And I definitely will tag you when I share this. And yes, I'm looking forward to the new year. You and I have big goals. So we'll be back. I'll be in your podcast. You'll be in my podcast. And to wrap this up, I'm grateful to all my listeners. Thank you so much for your patience. And thank you so much for always sending me those messages. I receive all the messages and I'm grateful for you. And I am back and I will be back. And who knows when. I'm not going to time stamp this now, but I feel like I have grown a lot and the yoga journey has helped me a lot. And I'm graduating in December. And then after that, I'll have more time because I also had to be real at the fact that I was busy. I had a lot on my plate. So it's okay to give us space for everything. So Thank you so much for joining, everyone. You know how to find me. And you can follow me on The Real Natalia Lavangelo. And I'll tag Lindsay. And I look forward in seeing you soon, everyone. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. And bye for now.
Bye.